Not a goddamn thing, you silly bitch. The Eternals is another venture in the ever-growing and ever-popular Marvel craze of making shit. The comics are dead on arrival. The writers that they have working for them are motherfuckers that just want to sit there and let everyone know exactly what kind of dick they suck, whether it be vagina dick, regular dick, or trans dick, colorful dick, spotted dick, all types of dick. Anyway, and the movies fare no better because those motherfuckers just transition over to the movies and they believe that the colorful cast of people that now associate the internetscape for some reason make up the same amount of people that are willing to watch these movies. They don't. They haven't. That shit has been proven time and time again to be incredibly fucking stupid, horribly received, and just overall dumb. But then they keep doing things in order to sit there and shell out shit because people are stupid. So they have enough they have a big enough fan base to allow stupid shit to happen, but still fucking stupid. Hell, I heard something where somebody was like, Infinity War and Endgame were good, but they were just too long. First of all, there's no such thing as too long of a movie. If it's long, then it's long. But whether or not the movie can keep you entertained for that timeline, it depends on the merit of the movie. The movie committing, that's why we have short films and shit like that. Something can be a certain length, sure, but that doesn't mean that that dictates the quality of the film. The film dictates the quality. It being long means nothing. Dune, I thought, was excellent. People said that it's long and boring. I don't give a fuck. I didn't go into that movie expecting to see no rip and roaring action film. I just was watching a movie. And I gave it the same amount of attention I would any other movie. And whether or not I liked it depend on the quality of a movie. Just because I'm looking at a documentary doesn't mean that I gotta like it. But if it's a documentary about wolves, I'm gonna like it. So you have those dumbasses who say stuff like that, but then you have the Marvel fan base, which is what I was trying to get to, who essentially are a bunch of motherfuckers that just eat up anything and everything that comes out because geek culture is now pop culture. And the thing is that geek culture being referenced or being turned into pop culture ruins geek culture. This happens to every fucking thing that has an amalgam of popularity within a subsection or as a subgenre of some type of media that then gets overwhelmingly large success in a worldwide status. It eventually gets ruined. It has no other choice but to get ruined because you have the wrong people associating shit with things. Look at Dragon Ball. The legacy of Dragon Ball Z, when we have something like Dragon Ball Super, which is just some lackluster, poor-ass writing that just makes up for nothing but bullshit within the continuation of what is literally the greatest anime of all time. You can fight me with your bare hands if you want to, but there will never be another anime as worldwide popular as Dragon Ball Z. One Piece is catching up. No, it isn't. It never will beat Dragon Ball Z, ever. One Piece is now considered, One Piece has its problems, but it ain't never going to be Dragon Ball Z, ever. Sorry, baby. Nothing will. And, hell, look at Naruto and Boruto. Look at just what happens to fucking anime, something that is now becoming even far more popular than what is considered in geek culture because, you know, they got pissed to shit. But, yeah, eventually, once you get the public's eye put right on top of you, you no longer are the niche thing that invoked your popularity in the first place. It means you're dying, man. And Marvel having a genius idea of let's get a bunch of diverse characters and stick them in a movie in order to sit there and get revenue because that's what the kids want to see is fucking idiotic. Hell, look how much they keep plastering around the fact that they got a gay guy in the Eternals. Yet, if you look at the posters, swear to God, his ass is in the back. He's in a conveniently backed location. Awkwardly enough, this movie was already given the thumbs up that it ain't going to be shown in China. And it ain't going to get really that much box office money from China because, one, they don't like the director. And two, they don't like the gay. And three, they definitely don't like the black. all these ingredients to make a high nigga pie is not something that China would eat. Yet, awkwardly enough, two of the Asian characters are front center in front of the fucking poster, and the white boy. But, you know, you're not supposed to look at race. You're just supposed to accept shit for the way that it is. Not like certain characters will hold certain far more importance than other characters. Now you're just splitting hairs, Daniel. But who am I to criticize this movie I haven't seen yet, but I know it's going to be shit. The MCU has been putting out nothing but shitty movies. I mean, I laughed at Thor Ragnarok just like everybody else, and I went out and bought Thor Ragnarok just like everybody else, but I understand that Thor Ragnarok is a shitty movie. It's funny, sure, but in terms of making sense or following the lore or establishing the characters in the way that they were already presented within the MCU, fuck no. And then that basically leading into or developing more as to why they fucked up Loki even more within the Loki TV series. Fuck them. Fuck all that they gotta do. Because the shit is terrible now. Oh my goodness. Oh man, like the Loki series is so goddamn bad. It is so bad. I have a friend who thinks that it was good. He thinks it was good. Bad. It is so bad. Ruined the lore, made no sense, destroyed the character of Loki. Fucking stupid. But that's what the MCU does. That's what they're known for doing. And they just have such a big following and fan base that all of their sins will be and can be forgiven. Hell, look at Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi should have been an outrageous flop. Why? Because it's stupid. The fact of taking an off-brand superhero character, not related to anything else or anyone else being brought within the scene, giving them their own movie, plastering and showcasing it that they're going to do all this Chinese stuff in the wake of everyone criticizing and talking about the fact that they ain't doing nothing but bending over backwards and letting China kick them right in the ass, it just seemed like all the cards were stacked against it. And yet, it made money. It made some money. And that's all that Disney needs to let them know that they do another one. Because for damn sure, no, they're going to do another one. Hell, I expect more race-swapped Asian characters than anything else. And I mean that as like they're going to race-swap a bunch of characters and make them Asian more than anything else. Because, you know, Asian hate is rampantly large in America. You know, hate for everybody is large in America. Fucking idiots. But leave it to the MCU to sit there and try to quell all the problems of the world, or basically all the problems within America, and then annex the rest of the world and then pretend like those problems don't hit on a worldwide scale. Disney. But hell, you know, at least we have a gay black guy within the movie. Why'd it have to be the black guy that was gay? I don't know. I couldn't have been the Indian dude. Maybe because in his country, if he was gay, probably stone says, oh, I crossed the line. But I find it incredibly stupid to do this shit. You take a cast of characters that basically aren't what you're presenting your movie to be. You're doing what you typically do, which is essentially disassociate your movies from your comic books, even though the reason that your movies are popular in the first place is because of the fucking comic books. So why don't you just follow the comic books if that's what created the popularity of the characters in the movies in the first place? It's one thing for the characters to take some liberties and leeway because of technological issues or creativity problems, or basically just not being used to trying to get and showcase a superhero in their rarest form on live on in a movie or basically in a movie where people can see it. And in all of their superhero wonder, showing Flash run at incredibly insane speeds while everyone else is slowed down might not have been something that was able to be accomplished back in like 1960. But now we're good. So buck up, Chuck. All you have to do is take this actual story that exists, fucking show it and put it onto the big screen, because the comic itself is a storyboard, and then give those people those stories that made that small niche group of people fall in love with these characters in the first place. But they can't do that because they're fucking idiots. It's disgusting, it's annoying, and it's dumb to basically see something that you grew up with or you cared about, and then when you go to the movie theaters to try and watch a movie that's supposed to be based around or is about these characters, you see it get raped. Raped to high heavens. I mean, harsh rape. Angry rape. Like a revenge fuck of a rape. And there's nothing you can do about it aside from bitch and moan and cry on the internet. But the problem is that all you can do is bitch and moan and cry on the internet, because that's why they're doing this shit in the first place. Because of other motherfuckers who bitch and moan and cry on the internet. Ain't that a dilly of a pickle? So you then get weird shit like a odd Venom coming out party scene within Venom 2, or a disassociative Spider-Man movie, string of movies that essentially everyone clamors is the best interpretation of Spider-Man, while in fact being nothing resembling that of Spider-Man. Hell, even taking away the blue from his iconic Spider-Man suit. Aren't you fucking retarded? So how exactly does this help the Eternals? It's been said before, and I'm quoting someone else in this, or I've heard, where essentially manga and anime have to one up on comic books as of now, because manga helps sells anime, and anime helps sells manga. You read a manga and you enjoy its content, and then they make an anime about it, which makes you want to go out and see the shit that you just read animated. That's why Shonen is such a big number, because all they do is just have fight scenes. And if you're reading a panel of fight scenes, that shit gets over with real quick. And now you get to actually sit down and watch these people move in the way that you try to imagine just by looking at panels. Are you fucking insane? Of course it's going to be amazing. That's why it's doing so well. And the only problem with that is the fact that with anime, sometimes you have these adaptations of the manga just not be complete or follow exactly along with the story of the manga, which actually upsets a lot of fucking people when they do that. But anime, they keep fucking around and they do it anyway. But it leads to a lot of misinterpretations or weird understandings and odd shit happening within the storyline. But then that also sometimes helps people to understand that, hey, you can go read the manga, which continues the story even further than the anime actually took it, which is amazing. And then it lets you go and read that media of manga if you just only partaked in the story because of the anime. Wait, it keeps going? Yeah, it's just that we can only animate it so much and for so long and so far. And in the end, it doesn't even matter. Well, I love this story. I wish I had more. Read the manga. Wow. You can't do that with comic book movies. No movie is associated or follows any comic book. No movie has a sense of fulfillment from the actual credible storylines that they had within the comics back in the day, which is what led to the popularity of the characters today. Well, we don't want to have so many white guys in the movie. Well, you're taking content that was written by a bunch of white guys. Who the fuck cares? Well, we want to give some diversity within these stories. Well, then take some of the stories that actually have diverse characters and showcase that. Well, we want the really popular diverse characters to get showcased. Okay, make the characters that are diverse that you wish to become popular, become popular. Frequently show them within shit. Have them pop up as little side characters or whatnot to other heroes. Make their presence known within your world, thus increasing their popularity. Real fucking easy. Really fucking easy. But you want instant gratification. You want that instant fix. You want that shit to come at you right then and there. And so then that leads to make a shitty ass movie filled with a bunch of characters that we then have to wait and see how they're incredibly powerful and strong, but yet at the same time had no influence whatsoever within the actions of this giant cataclysmic event that took place within your last couple of sets of movies, and then also give and showcase a threat that they then tackle and then make us care about overall everything that they have to do within this movie, to make them seem as some tangible characters that might possibly pull more people into looking at these movies within the franchise later on. Essentially, you have a giant, broader version of the Guardians of the Galaxy on your hand. Sort of. That kind of was like a wild analogy, but just think about it. Think about it? No, it was a weird analogy. But an analogy nonetheless. And you have a lackluster, boring-ass movie that a lot of people just don't want to go fucking see, filled with a cast of characters that aren't really that fucking interested in to see, to have to begin with, and nothing showcasing or following up with your movie in terms of critic quotes and whatnot, aside from the fact that it was brave, it had diversity, it had so many people of color, I was damn near blind because of all the color. And yet no one wants to talk about the story. No one wants to talk about the characters. No one wants to talk about how this obviously is fucking retarded, or the fact that this seems like just this too big of a on-the-nose cash grab to coin in on the whole gay community being gay about a bunch of stuff, as well as tricking the MCU fan base into shelling out a bunch of bucks so they can see a movie connect to another movie that connects to another movie that ultimately doesn't fucking matter. So, it's all incredibly retarded, and it's all super stupid. I wish this wasn't what these movies were going to lead into, but it is. It's what we're currently dealing with. And then you just have so many people giving high praises to other movies, much like Dune, if you will, which seemed as if it really wouldn't get that much of a response or that many people to care about the content, but then it was a good enough movie to actually warrant that mindset behind it, or to warrant that many people to actually look into or like the movie. And you can tell when there's a difference between a labor of love and a labor of whatever. It was already put on record that essentially a director that walked away from the Black Widow movie left because essentially she had no creative freedom to do anything. Disney literally gave her a format of exactly what she's going to shoot, how she's going to shoot it, and what scenes they're going to talk about. She didn't have any help in writing the script. She barely has any help on being a director. Everything kind of runs itself. And we're going to sit here and give praises to this person as if they're doing anything? Fuck no. They're just... like, no. Absolutely not. But that is where we're at. That's what we're living with right now. That's what we have to look forward to our movies. We just got bullshit. Nothing but bullshit. And I, for one, am just straight up sick of it. So I know for damn sure I'm not gonna waste my money on seeing the Eternals, and I implore you not to do it either. Because give it a week, everyone's going to reveal everything they need to reveal. You're going to find out whatever Easter egg they're going to have laying around. And by the end of it all, it'll just be so unimportant. Like, ask yourself, before your mindset of being a fan, ask yourself, do you even want to see this movie? And if you had to think about it, then that's all the answer you really need. That's all I'm saying. But I'm going to end it here. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame, and as always, good people, hope you have fun.